Welcome to the Weather Report, where we talk about the weather around Kansas City, give you a forecast, and teach you something about the weather as well. In this episode, we'll discuss the, I hate to say it, but I will, the cliche March Madness of weather. I mean, from the chance of some strong thunderstorms tonight, to snow Tuesday, to 15 for the wind chill on Wednesday, to like 70, 75 degrees at the end of the week. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time. And have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about why we have weather? It's pretty simple. I'll tell you, coming up. All right, let's get into it. Today is Monday, March 25th, and here's what's up with the weather. Recording this in the afternoon, around 4 o'clock. Over the next couple of hours, thunderstorms will try to develop near the state line. These might have some gusty winds and some hail. I mean, honestly, even if there aren't storms, it's still windy. Like, it's been windy. It's pretty annoyingly windy outside, actually. But just the thunderstorms that develop may have some damaging wind gusts, some hail. I mean, I can't rule out a tornado, but it's a pretty low chance overall. The window time frame of that will be about like 6 to 9. And then the cold air comes in. It'll get down to just below the freezing mark for Tuesday morning. And from like 3 a.m. till around 9 a.m., it might be snowing. In fact, it probably will be snowing. It's just a matter of does it actually stick. So anything that can manage to fall from the sky has a chance to stick pretty much after, or rather before 8 a.m. So it may be snowing during the Tuesday morning commute, and there really might be like a half an inch of accumulation somewhere around Kansas City, especially, again, if anything that falls before 8 o'clock. That's the best chance to do it, because after that, the sun's up high enough in the sky, and nothing's sticking to the ground after that. And then it's just still cold. It's going to be like 40 for a high on Tuesday. Wednesday morning, it'll feel like about 15 to 20 degrees with the wind chill. Just not fun stuff at all. Wednesday afternoon, though, it's like 50. And then Thursday, it's like 65. And then Friday and Saturday, it's like 70 to 75 degrees. And so just a 60 degree temperature swing from what it feels like outside on Wednesday morning to Friday afternoon. And it's wild, but I mean, this is pretty typical March stuff. I mean, when we're getting into these transitional seasons and we're getting warmer, you just get wilder weather in general. And so I think once we go through this little episode of snow here on Tuesday morning, I think that's probably it. It's not out of the question that something else tries to sneak in here in April, but I mean, that is probably it for the snow for the season. And we'll address the seasonal wrap up here in just a second, but I want to get through the forecast first. Okay, so we're at the Friday, Saturday, like 70 to 75, should be pretty nice. This is where the forecast gets more difficult. Of course, it's like a week out. It gets more difficult in general. But with something that's interesting to watch is that our weather models that we, you know, use on a daily basis, you know, just like computer generated weather models, they do a bunch of equations and they spit out numbers and colors and stuff, and we interpret it, are different than what the artificial intelligence or computer learning models are saying. So the regular models are saying, okay, rain Monday night into Tuesday, which means it's then again 70 on Tuesday. So in the regular computer model's mind, it's essentially 70 to 75 Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday. But the artificial intelligence models have the rain coming through Sunday night and into Monday. So in that instance, it would only be 70 to 75 Friday and Saturday. So either way, like, it looks like the first half of the weekend is decent. It's just a matter of when does the actual rain come through. Now, the machine learning models are supposed to be better, and they generally are a little bit better once you get to this, like, the extended range forecast. Like, once you get more than 5 days out, the computer learning models are better. When it's less than 5 days, sometimes it's a wash. But it's just something fun to track. We'll see if the rain does end up coming on Sunday night into Monday morning. So either way, something's going to happen again next weekend. I don't think it's going to be anything too wild, too promising, not like anything that we just went through. I do want to do a quick recap, though, for the snow for the season, as, again, I think we're probably done. All right, total snowfall for the season, 13.2 inches. Gosh, 13.2 inches, pardon me. My forecast was for 16.3. Was it 16.3? It was some really dumb number. I always choose like something just completely inconsequential. Inconsequential, my gosh. After the decimal point, because I mean, there's usually going to be some like imperfect number for what you observe for the year. And so I just like say something stupid. Like sometimes I just say like 13.69. Just dumb. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because whenever we're recording our spring weather, our winter weather special, spring weather special is coming. Whenever we're recording our winter weather special, I messed up originally and I was like 13.6 inches. And then I was like, hold on, sorry, we have to redo that. I said my number wrong. If I just would have kept with 13.6 inches, it would have been so good. It would have been such a good forecast. But so far, 13.2. I mean, we may end up with like 14 inches, like magically may end up with an inch. That's unlikely, but overall, that's not terrible. I'll take a three inch miss on the winter forecast. Let's do this thought exercise here. Why do we have weather? You know, imagine a world without weather. What would it be? Well, first, I wouldn't have a job. I would be doing something else. Don't know what that would be. Would it be dark? Don't you think it would be super dark? Well, that's why we have weather. It's because of the sun. It's because the sun is constantly just baking the earth. And I like to use this analogy whenever I'm doing school talks, and that is, imagine you're outside on a hot summer day and you're just sweating in the sun, and the sweat is the rain. Because that's pretty much what's happening. In a nutshell, the Earth is constantly being heated up by the sun, and especially the northern hemisphere, which has the majority of the land mass. It has like 68% of the entire land mass on the Earth is in the northern hemisphere. But because of that uneven heating, we have weather, we have wind, we have rain, we have snow, we have tornadoes, we have hurricanes, everything. If we didn't have the sun, we would not have weather. We probably wouldn't all be living here because it would just be way too cold to get anything going on. But seriously, like, think about the sun. It heats up the oceans, evaporation, the water cycle, evaporation, precipitation, evapotranspiration, everything. The sun heats up the water. It all keeps going. The sun heats up the land differently than it heats up the ocean. In fact, it heats up the ocean differently than other spots because of a difference in salinity. But the difference in the temperature between the water and the ocean is a part of the reason why we just have wind in general. And you can get that like on smaller scale features. Like you can get that just like at the beach with the wind coming in during the day. But if it wasn't for the sun, we wouldn't have hurricanes that would heat up the ocean and cause these little thunderstorms to develop. And those little thunderstorms move over the ocean and then they start spinning because the earth is spinning. And it feeds off the warmth of the ocean water. We wouldn't have tornadoes because then there wouldn't be evaporation of moisture coming from the Gulf of Mexico and warm air and cold air. It's all wild. I owe my job to the sun. So thanks for that, sun. All right, quick recap on the forecast. Some strong thunderstorms possible this evening, Monday evening, Tuesday morning, a chance for some accumulated snowfall, pretty minor amounts, just cold Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, especially close to about 15 for the wind chill. By the end of the weekend, the weekend temperatures are 65 to 75 with maybe a cold front coming through either Sunday night or maybe on Monday night. And if the front does come through, temperatures are in the 50s into the following week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining me for this edition of the Weather Report. You can find me on social media at Wes Weather. Have a good week, everybody.